You're listening to All Things Considered on 91.9 FM WUOT. I'm Brandon Hollingsworth. When women swept half of Knoxville's city council seats last fall, they were at the leading edge of a national trend. Women are running for office in record numbers. Most, but not all, are Democrats, spurred by the election of President Donald Trump. Some were also energized by the Me Too movement, spotlighting sexual assault and harassment. WUOT contributor Heather Duncan has more on how this trend is shaping up in Tennessee.
2018 has already set records for the number of women across America running for governor and Congress. And there's still time for more candidates to get into the action.
Clearly, there's been a mobilization of women across the country. We saw it with the women's marches. We've seen it with the Me Too movement. And now we're seeing it translate into candidates.
Debbie Walsh is executive director of the Center for American Women in Politics at Rutgers University, which tracks women running for higher office.
What we're watching across the country, in large part, are angry Democratic women who want to unseat incumbent Republicans.
Many have been helped by groups like Emily's List and Emerge Tennessee, which raise money or train Democratic women to run. Locally, the Knoxville City Council movement supported progressive female and minority candidates. Among them was Seema Singh Perez, an Indian American who was one of four women to win city council seats last fall. Their votes, combined with that of Mayor Madeline Rojero, give women equal say in city decisions for the first time ever.
It's amazing that we need to be so happy that now we're represented 50-50. But it's a victory.
For women, the victories can require a different kind of fight.
The being hit on and the being not taken seriously quite often, that was discouraging. But I tend to, and I think so many women, when we receive that type of behavior, it just forces us to push ahead.
Singh Perez decided to run after the presidential election. Support for President Trump's anti-immigration agenda felt like a personal rejection from her hometown because her family immigrated to Knoxville when she was a young child.
My niece had already been told that if Trump won, she'd have to leave. And she was six. She took it very literal. She's like, so where are we going to be going?
In Tennessee's statewide races, women are among leading candidates for governor and the Senate seat currently held by Republican Bob Corker. These women are conservative and have years of previous political experience. Congresswoman Marsha Blackburn, now running for Senate, touts her support for President Trump and her aggressive efforts to limit abortion rights. Knoxville seems to be the Tennessee city that most mirrors the national scene. Renee Oyos is running as a Democrat for the second congressional seat, up for grabs as John Duncan Jr. retires. It has never been won by a woman in a general election, and it's been Republican since 1859. Oyos says she decided to run after the Women's March, but not just because she's a woman. She saw problems she thought she could tackle, like healthcare, education, the economy, and the environment. But she says one of the biggest obstacles to political change in Tennessee is low voter turnout, the lowest in the nation.
I think it's a good thing that women are continuing to rise, but now we need to make sure that it's not just 25% of the population that's allowing certain voices to rise over others.
Oyos and Singh Perez are quick to acknowledge that women being involved in politics isn't new.
But the type of women, the women that are saying, wait a minute, we are just as important. We're not just caretakers in the home, we're caretakers of society as well. That's a little bit new.
For WUOT News, I'm Heather Duncan.